Though this winter has seemed especially frigid, that doesn't mean that climate change isn't a reality. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis speaks with one local climate researcher who explains how the changing climate could potentially impact the species native to different parts of the planet.
In the 2014 U.S. Climate Action Report, Secretary of State John Kerry took a firm stance on global climate change. He opened the report by saying that climate change is one of the most urgent and profoundly complex challenges we face. Secretary of State Kerry further made the case for taking action on climate change in citing the fifth assessment report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, known colloquially as IPCC. According to the report, summertime Arctic sea volumes have shrunk by 70% during the past 35 years, and 12 of the hottest 13 years on record have occurred since 2000. With those figures, the Secretary of State asserted that climate change is real and that human beings are the cause. Climate change is caused, as has been argued by scientists for decades, by greenhouse gas emissions. But what would the world look like if nothing were done to curb those emissions that cause global warming? Enter Song Fong. He's a professor in the Geosciences Department at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville.
My research is mostly focused on climate change and physics that's behind the extreme event, including, for example, drought, and also the impact of climate change on water resources and agriculture.
Specifically, he's been applying one of several scenarios developed by the IPCC to climate change theory to see what the Earth's surface will look like by the end of this century. The particular scenario Fong is using is known as business as usual.
That means that there's no actions taken to reduce the greenhouse gas emission. For example, what we do today, we continue to do that.
Within this scenario, he predicts that temperatures will rise around the planet.
Based on this scenario, the annual temperature will increase more than 10 degrees Celsius in the Arctic regions. So that's about 18 degrees Fahrenheit. That will cause dramatic impact, especially the ice in Greenland, okay, or over the islands in the Arctic Oceans will melt. And also the tundra will push northward again when currently that are covered by ice.
But warming temperatures wouldn't be the only side effect of climate change. Fong says that precipitation would also be radically changed.
Based on this scenario, okay, the precipitation will increase in the middle and high latitude. So that means that, okay, in the middle highlight, we'll see more snowfall. But in the tropical region, especially in the subtropical region, it will become drier.
In particular, the American Southwest, Mediterranean areas, and parts of Africa would be substantially drier. Essentially, regions that are already dry will become even drier, and already wet regions will become even wetter. Fong explains that these changes in precipitation are determined by atmospheric saturation, and with every degree of warming, the atmosphere's water-holding capacity also increases, resulting in less precipitation for those warm areas. And changes in temperature and precipitation would naturally bring changes in climate type for the affected areas. While the increasingly hot and dry regions may not be hospitable for human habitation or certain currently native plant species, other vegetation may arise in those areas.
The plants don't have lakes, right? We have lakes. If there's some place that's not good for us, we can move to a different place, right? But the tree or the other plants, they don't have a lake. So they cannot move. So when the climate is not suitable for them to grow, they just grow well. But climate may be suitable for other species. So in that case, for example, the invasive species will slowly take the territory of the native species.
Fong estimates that the climate type would change for roughly half the planet if the business-as-usual scenario holds true, leaving the future of food security for much of the planet's population uncertain. And perhaps that's one reason why the U.S. Climate Action Report for 2014 included the first-ever biennial report, outlining the federal government's plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions through the year 2020. In the Climate Action Report, Secretary of State Kerry acknowledges that fundamental change doesn't come easily or without a fight, but that the nation has already seen results from efforts to reduce emissions. He claimed that emissions in the U.S. have fallen by 6.5% since 2005, even during relative periods of growth in the economy. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.